love is love.
Hey, y'all. Hey, I just wanted to drop in one more time to say, if you've been enjoying these Tea Time with Jamie and Deani episodes, you should go to our Patreon and subscribe now, because after this one, they are all going to be only Patreon exclusive. So you have to be a Patreon member to listen. And I will be releasing one of these per month going forward. And we have some really fun ones coming up for you. And we have some fun topics planned. It's always a good time on Tea Time with Deani and Jamie. All right. Have a wonderful week, y'all.
Love is love.
It's tea time.
I hated that, actually. I hated every second.
Oh, my God. I just made Deani sing it with me. Welcome back, y'all, to Tea Time with Jamie and Deani on the Patreon. If you're here for more, good luck.
We're so happy to have you is actually what Jamie meant to say.
We are. And we've got tea. We've got tea to spill. And this one's going to be fun because we're going to learn a little bit about Deani and what's happening with Deani. Kind of goes along with our last one about like how you don't have kids yet and shit, and how your life is about to start lifing probably, in from what I can deduce. So what's going on with you?
The next few years. I feel like that's the thing. Sorry, I'm already like,
I know.
Ready to go, left. I feel like that's the thing too, with a little bit of an age difference, because I feel like you can really feel the age difference once you get into your 30s. And I've always dated older, and Ashley's 34 turns. No, she's 33. Oh my God. She's 33. She turns 34 in September. Babies. I'm turning 30 in 2 weeks. But I feel like that age difference with like having children, because she would be the one to carry, and then like all, you know what I mean? So it just, her body obviously has a little bit more limited time. I feel like I didn't notice an age difference until I am now like getting older, and I'm like, oh my God, like decisions have to be made sooner, things are whatever. So that's a little side note.
The clock is ticking. It's true. You don't really start thinking about the clock until your 30s. It's true, actually.
You really don't. Like in my 20s, I'm like, oh, I love dating older. Feel fine, because you're not thinking about any of that.
No.
At least I wasn't.
At least, no. And most of us queers, I don't think we were. Who knows?
No.
But yeah, you do. It does start to click. But we started even later. Like, I really, because I was so focused on my acting career that I was like, no, we're going to push this till our 40s here. And then it was like, no, we got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that too. But for this episode, we talked briefly on our last Patreon episode about how Jamie is my elder. I'm so sorry I said it like that.
That was wrong. I'm your fairy godmother.
She's my queer fairy godmother.
Thank you.
Sorry. Erase. Restart. She's my queer fairy godmother.
We need to consult with the elders on this one.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how I feel, low-key. Like, I want your advice on this. Ashley and I have been discussing moving in together. And for context for those listening, in May, we'll have met a year ago. So okay. In September, we became actual girlfriends in September. And so, I mean, next month we'll have known each other for a year, but not till September will we have been actually like girlfriends for a year. So just for that background context, I think we've talked about it because both of our leases are up in August. Mm-hmm. And I'd come into some like financial things I had to pay. Mm-hmm. That I was like, okay, this is going to cost me a lot. My rent is super affordable in comparison to what other people pay in Brooklyn. So it's not that bad. It's manageable. She pays a bit more. And so we've talked about it before the financial stuff came up. And it was kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Because one thing about me is I'm not your typical lesbian in that I'm like ready to U-Haul, let's go. I'm kind of like avoidant, which is why I'm curious about your opinion, because I know that's, you are like a serial monogamist U-Hauler.
I am. Mm-hmm.
You're very typical lesbian in that way. I'm a lot more avoidant. I mean, let's call a spade. It's a fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more avoidant. And so I was like, we can kind of hold off. Like in my head, I'm like, if we know we're going to spend the rest of our lives or however long together, we don't need to do this right now, you know?
Right.
But then she was kind of like seeing me stress about a lot of things financially, and very sweetly was like, you know, it might be worth it to move in together to save that extra money. And like, I'm willing to pay a bit more so that you don't have to, or like figuring out something together. I love that idea. I love that incentive. And we've been talking about it more and more. And we still want to sit down and like have an actual financial conversation of like, does this make sense? What would the numbers be and all the things? And we haven't mm-hmm. done that quite yet. But as we've started
funny. I never sat down and thought about, does the numbers make sense? Absolutely not. No. It was purely heart.
No, because I'm scared, Jamie. I'm scared. Here's my thing. I feel fear, okay? I love my girlfriend so much. She's the sweetest. I know that I want to be with her. But I'm scared because I've been such an avoidant. My urge is always to run. So I'm like, what if we start to feel like roommates rather than girlfriends? What if we're not as intimate? What if she's messy? I'm not messy. I'm very clean. That's a thing. That's a real thing for me. I can go over to her place and like I get annoyed and I don't even live there right now. I'm like, imagine when we live together, I'm going to be annoyed. And then what if I start to resent you because I'm annoyed about the mess? And so like all of this is happening in my brain.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
And all of that will happen. Like, see, that's family. That's love. That's relationship. That's what it is.
But then what if we break up because of it? That's what I'm scared of. I'm scared we move in and like things fall apart.
Well, either you can't protect yourself from that. You really can't. This is my advice as somebody who's not an expert at all. And as somebody who's completely different than you, I moved in with both of my serial girlfriends. That sounds wrong, but you know what I mean. Right away.
Right away? Be more like specific. How long after you met did you move in?
Well, okay. So do you want to hear Anne or you want to hear my ex before Anne?
Let's talk about Anne.
So Anne and I met. It was a rebound because I had just broken up with my ex. And I went straight to her apartment that night because it was a rebound hookup. That's what this was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I ended up staying over that night. And then I left the next day. I actually left. I worked against what I wanted, which I was impressed with myself.
You said, let the record show.
Let the record show. I left that next day. And then we saw each other like that night. And then we saw each other again that. So it was like we were seeing each other every night. Then I was at her house every night. Then I basically kind of lived there or she was at my place right away.
Yeah.
And then though, I went on a cruise and I was gone. I was long distance. We were long distance for 2 years. So in that respect, I guess we had like a slow build up to the final moment but when I came back from that ship, when I left that ship, I moved out of my apartment. But I held on to my apartment that whole time. I sublet it.
Really?
Yes. But as soon as I was back, that apartment was gone and I was in her. I moved in right away.
Okay, but technically it wasn't 2 years. Like, I know you were spending all of your time together and like sleeping over all the time, which is very classic lesbian. We all do it. This is my girlfriend. I do it now, which is part of the thing too of like, I'm at your place or you're at my place all the time anyway. Like, might as well make it easier. But I still, like all the things that I said I'm afraid of, I'm still afraid of.
Yeah, and I really think you can't do a move like this just because you're afraid that it might get sour or it might get boring or it might get annoying. It's going to get all of those things. Like, if you really are thinking about heading into a serious relationship with this woman, like if you are, and if this is going to be a serious relationship, don't you worry, boo. All those things are going to happen. The lesbian bed death is going to happen. Like, you're going to have to work through all of this stuff. Like, it's just, I don't know. Maybe there are people out there that have kumbaya relationship and it's like amazing every day, but I highly doubt it.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, but that's the truth of the matter. Relationships are work. And if it matters enough to you, you're going to put the work in to work together to work through things. And if it comes to a point, and then it possibly could come to a point where you both say, this is not worth it. You know, that it's a possibility, but you can't not live your life and you can't not try things just because you're afraid that the things that are going to happen are going to happen. Do you know what I mean? They're going to happen. All relationships.
That's what my therapist said.
Oh, look at me. I'm like a queer fairy godmother therapist. Look at me giving good advice. And then there are people listening like, what the fuck is Jamie saying?
No, you're right though. You're so right. My therapist was literally like, because I said it, like, as I'm a talker, I'm an external processor, so I'm, like, gabbing on about this to her. And at one point, I do say, I'm like, well, if I see her as a long-term partner, a life partner, it's going to happen eventually. And she's like, exactly. So if you don't, you don't have to do it now if you want to, but you're still like at some point going to want to move in together, and all of these things are going to be a reality. Yeah. So you're going to have to confront them at some point.
Right. So either you just go along the way you're going and don't make the full commitment, and then like when things start happening, then you're like, see, I knew this was going to happen. Or you say, no, we're going for this. I'm committed. I want to make this work because I love you. And I actually love our life together. And if that's true, right? And then you constantly, repeatedly, daily, weekly, make the commitment to work through the shit together. Yeah. Okay. And you have to, but then it also, you got to be good teammates. Like, it's not just, it's not all romance. It's not, it can't stay romantic forever, sadly. It comes back, it comes in waves, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you add kids, you add fucking crazy dogs, you add goldfish. Like,
I mean, you just add life. Like, honestly, like job loss, financial struggle, like, you add. You exactly, cancer, you add like family things on each side. Like, you just add anything and it's going to be the challenges.
Yeah, our life is lifing for us, and I don't think it's going to stop lifing for quite some time regardless of this whole cancer journey that we have been on. It's just you deal with all that shit together, right? And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty. Her dad is getting old. We're dealing with it together. We have each other for it. Her dad is 94. So like my dad died, we went through it together. Like, that's the beauty of relationship, but it's not all lollipops and rainbows. It's not. Like, a lot of it is just like getting through the day together, which bonds you in such a way that is so different as well. But it's not going to always be like, the sex isn't always going to be as great as it is right now. I mean, but when you do have it, it is great because you know each other so well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it might not be as frequent.
Yeah. Love is love is love is love. Yeah. I think all of it just kind of worries me. Can I give you a scenario really quick? Because all of that's really real and I need that perspective.
Yes, before you give me the scenario, I also think you should move in to her place because you can't lose that place. The girl has a backyard.
She does.
In New York. Like, do not,
which is why
that.
She, I'm like, we can look at other options because they might raise her rent and it's kind of already expensive. And she's like, Deanna, I have a backyard. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you don't give that up.
Fine. No, I would absolutely move into her place. I, not mine, hers. But anyway, scenario, really quick thing. She's messy, which is one of my fears, I know I'll have to deal with it. And my therapist was like, you guys can write out a contract and like have an agreement kind of going into it. But she'll do this thing, which, like, when we're cooking together, I find it endearing. But we're in the bathroom together, say, like, getting ready for the night or getting ready for the day. And it's like you can see every move she made laid out on the counter. Uh-huh. So it's like this bottle's open, the top's over here, the thing's over there, the brush is here, and it's everywhere. And in her head, I'm not going to clean it all up until I'm finished with the bathroom completely. Whereas I am like, I put on lotion, I'm done with the lotion, let me put the top back on the lotion and put it away. And so, thank you.
Same.
The other day, we're in the bathroom and she like is getting ready and like leaves, literally takes the top, it's like a squeezer top, and it's like dripping onto the counter. She leaves it on the side and then walks out. And I'm like, there's no way she just left the bathroom and left it like that. So I'm trying to think of like, what's the nicest way I can be like, baby, hey, can you, I was like, since we're trying to instill new habits, since we're potentially going to move in together.
Oh God.
Can you pick this up? She didn't like that.
No.
She didn't like
that. Can't say it that way.
So how am I supposed to say it? I was literally racking my brain. I'm like, I have 30 seconds before she walks back in here. How do I say this? Okay, anyway, She comes back in and then I'm like, hey, I say that. And I'm like, can you? And she's like, no. My brain doesn't work that way. When I'm done with the bathroom, then I clean it all up. But until I'm done with the bathroom, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like simmering. And this is when I start spiraling because I'm like, this is going to piss me off if we live together. Like, this is going to bother me. Like, I'm going to have to see this. She does it when she's cooking too. But like, I'll come behind her and clean up and put things away in the kitchen. I don't mind. But I'm like, I don't want to feel responsible to do that all the time. Anyway, I'm done.
I hear you. And I'm the same way. And Anne is a bit like Ashley as well. Like same thing. And it'll be, she'll say like, I was going to put it away when I finish. I'm not finished. So what I say, and now she gets pissed off with this, but it worked for a second. Okay. And it's also getting you ready for life with a preteen. I'm just letting you know. Or a child. Oh my
God, I can't imagine.
Because now I have three of these motherfuckers leaving shit everywhere. Like, I can't escape it. And I have a severe problem with clutter or things left on counters. Like, this is one of the things we fight about. I don't want anything on my tables. I want to be able to put things down.
We're the same, Jamie.
When people come over and like put a bag on my desk or like on my table, I'm like, why'd you? No. There are hooks.
That's not where it goes. Things have a place. Things have a place.
Anne gets mad at me because I put hooks up for everything. She's like, now you're adding more things to put things on. Like, yeah, because I want it off my floor. I want it off my fucking floor. Like, I don't want your bag sitting here.
I feel you so deeply. So then what do you do?
So what I said, which I feel like worked for like a second or two, was, you done with this?
Ashley's going to hate that.
You have to like lighten it up. You done with this? And then now if I say that, it's very triggering for her. But the woman, then I have just had to learn to like, she's had to leave notes for me, like, because the thing that she does is she like she'll bring groceries in and she does the grocery shopping. Thank God. And, you know, like peace be to her. I love her for that. Like, I was trying to think of like a fun phrase, but like, thank God she does so she comes in with the groceries. She puts the groceries away. Oh my God, Deani, I swear to God, she always leaves at least one thing out that doesn't get put away. Yeah. Like, it's like a hat. It's like, it's not on purpose.
I think they don't see it. I think they just don't see it. I think it's
So I'll like put things away. And sometimes I put things away when she's not ready for me to put things away yet. And then she's like, where's the thing? What happened to the thing? I wasn't done with it. I'm sorry. It was on the counter and I don't even realize I'm doing it. Like, yeah, I just
start putting things away.
I just put shit away. So she has had to, like, this is going to be for, I'm sorry that I'm not giving you much, but this is going to be forever. Like, you're just going to have to learn to like work together with it. And so she has left notes like, if she's home and I'm not, and then I'm coming home and she knows, and she's left something out, like because she didn't finish it, she leaves notes. I'm leaving this for a reason. Please don't move it.
That's going to be Ashley.
Like, I know it's here. I know it's here. Or she'll send me a text. She'll send me a text love. As she's
and
leaving.
That's the full circle of like, so I know my partner so deeply, and I know I have to do this in order to. My friend was literally like, you need to. Because she has ADHD, and I think that's part of like the frazzledness. And I was talking to my friend who's similar to my partner, and she was like, you just have to ADHD proof the apartment. So like, if she puts her clothes in the same spot on the floor every time, put a basket there, or like get a dresser with the drawers that close automatically since she doesn't close them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I'm looking at a pile of clothes on my dresser right now, thinking, what can I put there?
No, it's a, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, if any patron has a solution or has a partner that's similar,
handle these things? But I really do think you have to learn to work together on it, sadly. Like, she's not going to change, and I'm not going to change. Because I hate clutter with a passion, and I'm not changing that. It's not never happening, you know? Yeah. And she is who she is, and so. And now, like I said, I have three fuckers who do it. So, like, I'm the odd man out here. Like,
yeah.
It's just, and then now I have a 12-year-old who literally takes my stuff. Like, she curls her eyelashes now. So, every time I go to curl mine, which I like to curl my eyelashes, it matters to me. Every time I go to curl mine, it's not there.
It's gone.
I have a spot where I have a little hook that it goes on.
The hooks.
It's never there. I have to go in my daughter's room to get my stuff now. Like,
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, think of it as just getting ready for kids if you're going to have them. I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm glad we brought up this topic today because clearly this was a good one to talk about.
Yeah. And Jose and I have talked about the same thing too, except he's the messy one.
And what's his take? What's the messy one's take of like, oh, it's just... He's not done with it.
He doesn't think about it. He's like, well, I just didn't notice it. And you and I are like, oh my God, I've been staring at that salt shaker for 5 days. Is she ever going to put it away? Right? Like, let me see how long it'll sit there. Let me see, because it goes in the cabinet. That's where it goes. I will leave it, and then I can't take it anymore. I can't. Like, it's been there forever. So then as I pick it up, because I'm pissed because it's been there 5 days, I'll be like, were you done with this? Do you still need this salt? Because I'm just going to... Mm-hmm. It's breakfast. Do you need this salt for the pancakes? I'm just going to... I mean, you know.
There needs to be like a 24-hour rule with some things where it's like, you can't say I'm not done with it for more than 24 hours. Like, it needs to be put away after a certain point. And I think that's just a fact of the matter.
I think that's just a fact. I have learned to let go of things. Like, now that you got me thinking about it, I'm like, I could name like 10 things that have kind of bugged me that I have just let flow and it doesn't bug me. So...
That's for another Patreon episode. Yeah. We'll get into all the other things because now I'm curious.
It's a thing though. This is love. This is love.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks
all
for listening.
Love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.